The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. 7:07, January the 28th, 2014. Oh, our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
At the end of the month, 28th, that just kind of like...
It's gone.
Stamps in my head. Whoa!
Yes.
And we're streaming, and good morning, Chat Pack.
Yep. Hello, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And you're back now? Got the people
actually,
trained in the afternoon?
Actually, this is my front, but yeah, that's my bag.
Yeah. You got people trained in the afternoon?
I certainly hope so. I'll be kind of hanging around to make sure that all goes well.
Dan Fagan Show, 3 to 6. Fagan Show. And our new guy, Dan Alsop, is the producer and kind of like...
Got a lot of Dans, you know, around here.
Yeah, a lot of Dans. Yeah,
the Dans now outnumber the Bobs. It's a conspiracy.
It is. There's 4 Dans to 3 Bobs. So, you know, I guess we're going to have to either hire another Bob or fire a Dan. So... Okay, we won't do that. All right. Hey, let's start off with the weather. What's the weather like?
It's 50 degrees right now in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have 50% chance of rain today. Don't we pray for that? And we hope that that happens. Highs will be around 61 and about 30% chance of rain this evening with our lows of 49. Tomorrow looks like we have 60 in the morning. Is that you yawning? And Wednesday night around 44. We got to get rolling here this morning.
Sorry.
The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. All right, so let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor here this morning with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Chris Lasondak, what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning, Linda. We're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 92 points at 15,930. The S&P 500 adding 6 points at 1,788, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 8 points at 4,092. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 105 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, General Electric up 45 cents at 25.51, Ford up 7 cents at 15.78, Bank of America adding 35 cents at 16.66, and Pfizer up $1.01 at $30.67. Of local interest, Safeway up 19 cents at $31.35, Costco's up $1.07 at $1.14.15, North Valley Bank down 8 cents at $24.50, and Ready Bank of Commerce trading flat at $6.21. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.76%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.35. Oil's up $1.67 a barrel at $97.39. Precious metals are lower, with gold down $5.28 an ounce at $12.51.50. Silver's down 22 cents at $19.46. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on Monday through Friday at 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05 right here. You know, you got people like Chris and Susan and Steve and Josh and Kathy. You know, they're all locals, first of all. They understand the situation around here, and they also can give just great advice. You heard that. 30 minutes into the market today, they're following everything. They can give you great advice on your investments, what's happening, and what maybe some of the changes you should make. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Somebody you can look across the desk at. Okay, today we've got, we got Haven Humane coming in with our update on what's happening with them and what's happening within our animal world out there. Plus, a couple other things we've got going. I want to talk about the State of the Union address that's happening. What are some of the things that Hillary Clinton has said lately that's just been outrageous? And what happens when you put 90 German cows into a barn together? All of these, and we get right back from this. From this moment, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Join We the People Radio for 2 hours every Sunday morning here on AM 1460 with Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff. We talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Yep. Every Sunday, you get to learn the entire issue from the experts in their field, things that the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites.
Join us this weekend, and don't forget, Sovereign Minds with Mark and Linda Kent is moving to Sundays immediately following We the People starting February 2nd. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew and our friends down there, Joe and Shelley. I tell you what, they do a tremendous amount for our community. And Espresso Joe's down there. You can get any type of coffee, cafe, latte, cappuccino that you want because the baristas can make it, flavors and all that. Great prices too. You're not paying an arm and a leg for it. Walk next door. They will meet or beat any prices for tobacco in this town and have the best walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Make a couple announcements here. You know, last year they had this Animation Nation. They had this thing at the, for the summer show camp. Remember they had the, people doing the Legos and all that, and it was a huge success. And they're gonna have a early one day pre-registration event on January 31st at the, Mount Shasta Mall Food Court between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. They're offering $75 scholarship certificates to the first 35 students that sign up. This was a unique, one-of-a-kind summer camp experience in the arts. And we had the lady on that had this thing, and this is just outstanding. The camp dates are June 16th through July 26th. But for more information, call 949-1121. 949-1121. You get free registration there. The Shasta County Library is having a sale on gently used books. And we'll sell on February 1st, on Saturday, February 1st, which is this Saturday. And its prices start at 25 cents. And, of course, the library is at 1100 Parkview Avenue. And the sale hours are 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And once you go down and take a look at it, good way to pick up books at a very reasonable price. When the public's opinion of many politicians is at an all-time low, or you think, the group Shasta County Citizens for Democracy is sponsoring an essay writing contest for high school students. The subject, tell us some of the positive aspects for our democracy, and you can win $250. Give Christine Mitchell, or head, or take a look at the website, shastademocracy@gmail.com. Okay, enough of those. Hillary Clinton was at the National Auto Dealers Association Convention, and what did she say?
What did she say?
I have not driven a car since 1996. You know, can you imagine?
But does that mean she have that she has drivers?
Well, yeah, she has drivers. I mean,
it's not like she walks her bikes.
Oh no, no, no. Hillary is driven everywhere. But I understand that caused a lot of consternation in the hall, since they were probably paying her $200,000 to show up and talk.
You know? Yeah, she claimed that the last time she drove, the Secret Service asked her not to do it anymore or something.
Oh, yeah, well, there could be reasons for that. But anyway, can you imagine it? You're down, you know, it's like going to the McDonald's convention and saying, I don't eat French fries. I mean, come on. The other thing she said is, this is the latest, her major regret is Benghazi. I mean, when did this come on? Oh, my major regret is Benghazi because I'm going to be running for president. Because what difference does it make? Those are her lines. And you know what? Every time she says that, I can just do nothing but think of those lines. What difference does it make after the slaughter of our ambassador and those three others in Benghazi? You know, those are the kind of things that kind of like, you know, get you going there. Okay, the last thing I have, and then you can have it, Linda, is what happens when you put 90 gassy German cows in a barn? Okay.
Stinking da room.
Yeah, da room it stinking. But the other thing that happens is static electricity can cause a spark which blows the roof off and causes a small fire. And with one cow slightly burned around the, around the back region there. Anyway, it says here is that the cows release so much methane gas through flatulence and burping that the barn obviously closed up because of cold weather. Anyway, you know what? It's kind of like putting all of our producers in one room. You know, you just don't know whether to walk in or not. So, okay.
Well, we know that, I left the house this morning. I could smell the aroma of pot in the air. I just can't imagine it. Can you imagine going to the fair? Well, in Denver, Colorado, they're adding a cannabis-themed contest to its 2014 summer fair. It's the first time pot plants will stand alongside tomato plants, homemade jam, and competition of a blue ribbon.
An armed guard.
There won't actually be any marijuana at the fairgrounds. The judging will be done off-site with photos showing the winning entries. And a live joint rolling contest will be done with oregano, not pot.
You know, you can't make this up. I mean, the thing is, and then Bruce Ross writes in the editorial today, hey, you know what, let's just roll over on marijuana because, frankly, we got the best growing area up here. And, oh, yeah, I mean, it causes a lot of problems for everybody that lives around it and all this. But, you know, what are you going to do? Unless you're going to put people out there, let's just kind of like, grow marijuana. So
the entrees will be shown in a pot pavilion. Open only to people over 21 alongside the pot. Entrance will be 24 categories of homemade beer, 4 categories for homemade wine, and 1 category for spirits and liquors. There will be a $20 prize, a blue ribbon, and there's already, of course, a green ribbon awarded for using environmental conscious methods. So okay. This is Denver, Colorado.
Right. Okay. The winner in the pot contest also receives a $100 certificate to Taco Bell for Munchies afterwards. So you can go down there and take his friends. Okay. A pot. I saw a joint rolling contest. I didn't believe it was real. I should have known better.
Yes, that is real. Now, I know that something, you know, when we get back from the break, let's talk about Raley's on Hartnell. It's on everybody's minds and lips. I know that that's become our kind of our place to shop now. We know other people that are there. What's going on with that, and can we save it? And we are going to put a link on our chat pack. Well, let's talk about that when we get back. KCNR 1460.
We'll be right back.
with Norton Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your cans. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5-gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February, 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. 7:24 in the morning, January the 28th, 2014. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Hey, Linda just put something on the chat room for everybody's into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. It's about Raley's. Raley's on Hurt Now is closing.
Well, you can go to change.org, too, and find that. But you can if you want to sign a petition to keep Raley's open, it's actually, if you go, also it's on the front cover of the Searchlight, but I was sent an email today and tried to, I don't know if this link is going to work or not. But anyway, so they're saying, and I'm wondering how much it's going to impact the other businesses around
Raley's. Well, that's one of the questions I had there, you know.
Raley started out of Sacramento, Tom Raley.
Well, you know, the thing about Raley's down there was it's always clean. The people are really friendly. The produce is good. This is not a commercial for Raley's, trust me. But, you know, some of the people around them, because that's the major, would you say that's the major, feature in that shopping center, wouldn't you say, Bad Bob?
I would call them the anchor, yeah.
Yeah, the anchor there. So if they leave, all those other little businesses around there, unless something, what else, I don't know what else could come, well, way things are going, it could be a major, it could be a major, you know, marijuana growing area there.
Yeah.
I mean, since everybody, it seems like everybody's saying it's okay. But, you know, if it's your anchor store leaves, then other people don't stop by. How many people come in there and then see these other stores and stop by and get something to eat or get a cookie or whatever they do down there? So, yeah, that's a big thing. They're going to concentrate on the Lake Boulevard store. And didn't they have a strike or a big union problems there last year?
I'm trying to remember there were so many, but I think, yeah, they had a action picketing against them, I'm pretty sure it was Israelis.
Yeah, I think so. This guy, Thomas Sadek, was killed out there in Alta Mesa Park on Sunday. He was shot and then died. They pronounced him dead. All three suspects are in jail. Good job, RPD. One of them's in juvie. The thing that kind of bothers me the most about this, besides the fact we have somebody killed here in our city, is the fact that they're all so young. You've got people in there that are, 20, 19, and one in juvie. I mean, come on, or 18 and one in juvie. I mean, this is a murder. This is a conspiracy. So they obviously went there in a conspiracy. They've talked about it. They brought the gun, and the guy's killed. Now, what was going on there? I don't know. I'm going to speculate on it. But the fact is young. They're all young involved in this. But again, Chief Paletti and all your people out there, good job. The State of the Union address tonight.
Are you going to watch it?
Well, I'm going to do it if we can play a drinking game. Every time that Obama says, we're in good shape, you slug one back. Every time he uses the word income inequality, you take another shot.
Headlines. Obama is going to raise wages.
Well, yeah. And he's going to talk about, school. And he's going to talk about ending the war in Afghanistan, income inequality, Obamacare, early education, the economy. Right now, the people, most of the people believe the economy is in a tank. And in a Pew research, the economy, 39% say it's poor, 45% say it's fair, only 16% say it's good. 66% of the people in the United States do not trust Obama to make the right decisions. That is extremely scary. 66% of people don't believe he's going to he'll make right decisions. Obamacare, 54% of the people disapproved, 41% approved, 48% believe it's going to make health care worse, 35% better. Income inequality. Now this is I'm interested in this one because when you start talking about income inequality, you've got to talk about, the whole thing, but 67% are dissatisfied in the gap and the way wealth is distributed. The way wealth is distributed. So they don't like that. And they believe the government should step in and do something. Well, like what? Do you mean like tax richer people more or just kind of like take away their money? But if you look at income inequality, the rich are getting richer, but are the poor getting poor or is this a kind of thing that their wealth is still going up, but just not as fast as rich people? And what is a rich person? Is a rich person somebody that makes $250,000 a year? And what's a poor person? A poor person here in the United States lives like a king compared to poor people in other countries. I'm not poo-pooing poor people and all that. I'm just saying is that here in the United States, yes, I mean, poor is under like $40,000 and less with a family of four. But if you look at the way wages have been over the last 20 years, yeah, the rich may have been getting richer, and I'm not one of those, but everybody has gone up, maybe not as fast as they have in the past. We need to do a whole show on that one now. Minimum wage, 73% said the minimum wage should be raised. And here's another big thing. People don't care about global warming or focusing on foreign relations. I know. I see that. I'm going to finish my statement here. Everybody's pointing at the phone here. Okay, so the people in their polls say they don't really care. People don't really care about global warming or focusing on foreign policy. It should be domestic policy. Isn't that interesting? Let's go to the phones. Charles.
Yeah, another thing that Obama's going to feature in his State of the Union speech is his threat to govern by executive fiat.
You're right. He's going to talk about executive action.
That since you've been playing that Obamacare promise, if you like your health care, you can keep it. Perhaps a good soundbite to play for this would be some World War II era footage of crowds in Italy chanting Duce, Duce, Duce.
Yeah, I'm going to make the trains run on time. But he can't promise that. He can't promise he's going to make the trains. He can't promise he's going to make the trains run on time. He can't even promise that his softball team can beat the pro marijuana guys out there on the softball field. So they were all high. Anyway, okay, Charles, you're right. All right, okay, so if we hear Duce, it won't be from the Republican side. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Here's another part of the drinking game. Every time you look over the Republican side and they've got their arms crossed and they're staring and glaring, take another shot. And every time you see Schumer with a big smile on his face and going, yeah, take another shot. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you this morning? It's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. And let's talk about the weather. It's going to be 50% a chance of rain today, highs of around 61.
Quit teasing me. You know, I stood out there all last night with Elk Killer looking up in the sky.
There were a few drops on the windshield of the car last night.
Were there?
You remember? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 30% chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 49. It looks like Wednesday and Thursday, we're still hoping tomorrow, there's percentage raises about 10% for rain. And then it looks like we have the chance of showers throughout the week. So let's just keep that thought going. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can make guarantees nobody else can. From a small chip to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix them. I had a 10-inch crack on my windshield that he fixed, 5 years ago. You can't even tell it. He's located at 3208 Market Street here in Reading. Give him a call at 241-8373. He does great work. He guarantees if he can't do the work, He won't say any. I mean, he won't take it. He'll tell you. He won't waste your time. Great. Again, 241-8373. Tomorrow, Wednesday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's going to be a California Wolf Plan stakeholder meeting.
Wolf Plan? Like yeah. The howling of the wolf?
No, this is going to be to continue to engage in the wolf planning process and work toward the completion of a California Wolf Plan. The agenda is gather in the meeting room headquarters at 8:45. And welcome introduction and changes to the Wolf membership group, and then agenda and ground sweeps, and then they have and then they go through it from there. So that's tomorrow, Wednesday, January the 29th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Blood Source Conference Room on 1880 Park Marina Drive. And you're supposed to, if you have any picture of wolf kills, bring them. I'm not sure.
I don't like that.
I think this is, these are for people that love wolves and they want to protect the wolves. This is what the whole thing's
good.
About.
Okay, good.
This is what it's about. Good. Okay, got it. Okay, that's for you, Sonny. All right, our guest is Evie Cameron, from Caldwell Banker, and, good morning.
Good morning.
And her son is here too, and we want to say hello to him.
Hi.
And the reason we want to do that is because he's on the delayed entry program. He's going to be going in the Navy here in what, June?
August,
okay. And you've already got a guarantee to go into the linguistic side of it, huh?
Yes. In fact, I signed my contract this weekend.
You signed it or going to?
I already signed it.
You already signed it. Well, let's find
what's
out.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Ed Cameron.
Ed Cameron. And let's find also, I'd love to hear, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 17.
And you're doing fine. Just talking to the microphone.
Yeah. There you go, buddy.
And I'm not very good at talking to myself.
Okay, you're 17, you're graduating from what school?
Central Valley.
Central Valley, and what made you want to go in the Navy?
It's something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to join the military, and I always thought ships are cool, so.
Good!
Ships are, Bad Bob was a sailor.
Yeah.
He was on on one of those things that float around in the water. We like to think of you all as kind of taxis to get the Marines to war. that's super. So you've joined already, and you got your linguistics. So you'll be going to Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Do you know, and then for how long have you enlisted for?
It's like 6 to 8 years.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So what do you hope to do with it? Have you always loved language? Do you speak several or two or what? What's your forte?
Only English right now, but they teach you whatever they need you to learn. And I've always been kind of good at that sort of thing. So.
Okay, good. So you have a quick ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, for language. That's great. Well, so linguistic, I mean, that's a whole art in itself, language. I remember a gal who was represented America with a title, and she spoke four languages. And I remember thinking, that's like being the top of your field. If you can speak four languages, that's just awesome to me.
I had an assistant once in Croatia that spoke four or five languages, and I was always constantly amazed to listen to Neri on the phone. Italian, German, of course Croatian, and then she'd be speaking, Greek or something like that, and it was just, it's amazing when people can do that. So, hey, thank you very much for your service and for going in. And I'm sure your parents are, Evie's here. Are you proud here?
I could not be more proud.
Well, it must be because he's obviously gotten encouragement from the family.
Yes.
Okay. And so the mom is Evie Cameron, from Caldwell Banker.
Yes.
And we have some interesting topics to talk about when you get back, where your veteran program and how you're embracing the veterans to come in. That's wonderful. We love to hear that.
We're excited to have them.
Okay, we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station. You know what? Love a veteran.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 27th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, North Valley Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, KIXE-TV, and this radio station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found a business we could trust, no games, just people that are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. 7:43 in the morning. It is 52 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You know, this is another example of your neighbors giving you great deals. One of the big things, of course, we do is we push local businesses. Your businesses, the money that you spend at your local business stays right here. Taxes, everything just stays right here. And Reading Crown Motors, you got your neighbors doing things and making great deals for you on cars, trucks, SUVs, new or previously owned, and they are your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealer. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue, and they will make a great deal for you. Give them a call, 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. We're here today with Evie Cameron and from Caldwell Banker, and they have a program that they're instituting. Steve Kraft heads up this Caldwell Banker.
He is the broker.
And it's to hire veterans.
We are looking to bring veterans on board as real estate agents, yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, the idea is that Steve himself is a veteran. He has a heart for veterans, and a lot of our agents do as well. We are looking to give back to those who have served, and one of the ways that we can do that is to invite them to join us in the business that's making a living for all of us at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties.
Well, Steve is a veteran, like you said, and one of the things that you had said at the break, which I think is essential, because I know Carl just got his 40-year coin, USAA preferred broker, and to become a preferred broker is essential and really big in veterans' eyes, I'm sure.
It's significant. It's a significant designation. What that allows us to do is invite veterans to do business with us, and when they are using their USAA benefits, they actually receive a rebate. They get some money back just because they have chosen to do business with Coldwell Banker. And holding that designation, they don't just give them out. There's a lot of work that has to be done. Our agents have to meet certain standards. There's a lot of training that goes with it. And so, by partnering with USAA, we are giving back to the veterans, certainly not their due, but, what we have, what we can.
Right. So tell us a little bit about you, Evie. You've been in Reading for how long?
Actually, I've been in Reading for 14 years, and I've been in the real estate industry for 12 years.
So you saw the rise, and then the other side of it. And so where are we now from a realtor's point of view?
We're seeing a lot of healthy numbers being put in place to support a modest growth. We're not, I don't have expectations that it's going to take off like crazy, but a lot of those sort of painful times that we went through are behind us. We are seeing some nice, solid numbers being put in place, supported with real money from the banks, people actually qualifying for their loans in a very real way. And so, we're anticipating some nice, healthy growth from that.
We have some questions coming in from the chat room, but what is the Coldwell Banker going to do for a veteran? A veteran walks in there and says, "Hey, I heard you on the radio, and I'd like to do this." So, what happens next?
Okay, so they would have conversations with either our managers or with me regarding what they can expect when they join us in a real estate career. What the expectations are from people who would be their clients. And there is, when you're starting, there's a lot of hard work. So we give them an idea of the amount of work required. And should they decide to get their real estate license, we have a reimbursement program. And there's support for them through it, should they elect to be supported during their time when they're getting their real estate license. And then once they have their real estate license, they're brought in and put through two specific training programs. One of the training programs has to do with the nuts and bolts. This is a contract. This is how you use it. This is the role of lenders. This is, and it's a very nuts and bolts, mechanical sort of, this is how you do an open house, those sorts of things. And then we also have a program, a sales program that is, it's what we're calling Ninja Inspired. There's a training program out of Colorado called Ninja
Inspired. Oh, I can just imagine.
Ninja,
that must be intense.
A ninja realtor.
It is. And that's totally. 20 hours of training. And that has to do with the philosophy that Steve Kraft has embraced for his companies of giving back. And that training has everything to do with encouraging and supporting our agents in doing business with people who know, like, and trust them, and how to generate those relationships and how to serve your clients in a way that's meaningful.
Mm-hmm. You said something about reimbursements to the veteran coming in. What do you mean by that?
I mean, they have to join
the MLS and for training. And
right.
Those kind of things. Or their license, they have a license there. Is that included in that, or is that something else?
That's something else.
Okay.
The reimbursement that we offer is specifically for the school.
So if they go through the school, you help them to get through.
Yes.
In other words, the cost of that. But then you would hope that they, with this knowledge, are a body of Coldwell Banker with your group. And I would think that would be a great opportunity to have somebody encourage you, your team to encourage you to go through school as a veteran mm-hmm. and then be able to represent veterans, because then, you know, I'm not a veteran, but Carl, you know, they can talk without talking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there is a language that they have, and there is certainly a way that they are together that, you know, when folks are getting ready to do the largest financial decision of their lives, they want to be with someone who understands them.
And there's a lot of pride in ownership.
Oh, yes.
I just really believe that, you know, Bob and Brenda, they just bought a house this year. And you know, it's just a lot of, there's pride in that. There, mm-hmm. you feel wonderful when you come home and this is ours. We're buying this. You want to work towards making it beautiful and feeling. There's just a lot of things like that. And I think that, you know, in real estate, I'm sure it helped me with this, but you develop lifelong relationships.
Absolutely.
With people. So they buy and they sell, or their kids buy and sell, and they come to you like you're their doctor.
I actually, when we moved here, I was not with Coldwell Banker. I was with another brokerage, and the fellow who sold us our house came to my daughter's graduation.
So how do people get a hold of you, Evie, on this?
Well, they can call me at 530-221-7550.
Okay, so this is a veterans, if you're looking for something out there that, from in real estate, that,
yes.
that you all are encouraging them, that Coldwell Banker is part of the USAA designated, or should I say that, what is it exactly?
It's USAA Preferred Brokerage.
Preferred Broker. Brokerage. And so if you're looking out there and you're looking to take that entry step into becoming a real estate broker at some point.
And have support
with some support
a veteran-owned business.
Yeah. Call Evie Cameron again at
221-7550.
Did we get everything?
I think we got everything.
Okay.
And congratulations and good luck to you on joining the Navy.
Yeah, thanks a lot for your service here. You got to stop, you know, when you get back from your first from boot camp, come on back.
Oh yeah,
I want to take a before and after picture with your short hair and your birth control glasses when you come back. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious, and we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's Homemade Pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's Meatballs with the Meatball Kit.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner!
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bodd, good morning, my friends. 7:55 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Orchard Nutrition. You know, not besides just having an in-store deli, which is make absolutely outstanding sandwiches and everything. They have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in probably entire Northern California. They are the nutrition experts for the North State. Not only that, but Amazing Foods for Life, the gluten-free company that started is just sweeping through California, and they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. All are available there at Orchard Nutrition. We're on 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center area, and I can't say enough about Orchard Nutrition, or Amazing Foods for Life. Give them a call, 244-9141. All right, you know what, we were talking about, you know, there's this, all these things that are happening, they're talking about, that they've got openings right now, and they're looking for people to live in the veterans home. And the, it's pretty stringent, the requirements, but they've got openings there and they're looking for people to apply for it in the non-assisted housing. They started out with around 1,000 applicants as waiting time. They're only 13 and one woman. And, and I think that a lot of it is, Coach Bob is putting it in here. He's just wondering why it takes so long. You know, what we're going to do is we'll get somebody on from the home, the VA home, and have them come in here and talk about this is, you know, right away. So we can, I think we got some openings this week. We can stick them in, to talk about that and why, and about the applications and how you do that and everything. The wolf thing I was talking about is people are saying is that there should be people there so that everybody is represented in this wolf plan, the stakeholders meeting. It shouldn't just be people who believe that the wolves should be saved at any price at the risk of life stopping kids and everything. So if you've got, you know, this can also, they want cattlemen to be there, ranchers, people out there, that everybody's there for this wolf, for this stakeholders meeting to join in on this. So you get all diverse viewpoints instead of just like wolves should be protected no matter what.
There are those who believe that the wolf is being used as a means by which agriculture can be nudged off and further parts of the national forest can be closed off. And if that is a conspiracy that's ongoing, it should be looked into.
Well, you know, when we used to, you know, the thing about it is that you've got they've reintroduced wolves. And first, you know, then there was the lawsuit that says you have not reintroduced the natural species. You've introduced gray wolves out of Canada. And then the other one was they had introduced Mexican wolves, and the Mexican gray wolf, which are faster. And the gray wolf out of Canada is much more of a predator. So they were killing off, and they're killing off herds, and they're killing off the, stock. And this is proven. So, and the other thing is they're prolific. Once they start, I mean, they don't have a natural enemy. So when they've opened up the hunting season on wolves, that's, you know, and they just reintroduced them, 10 years ago? And they've opened up the hunting seasons on them in a couple of states saying, hey, look, we've got to do something here. We've, half of the bears were taken last year that were taken before because of the changes in bear hunting procedures, no chasing them with hounds anymore. At what point, with all the drought and all the no water, all these animals are going to start coming down, all the wild predators are going to start coming down closer and closer, because the food's been driven out of the hills. There's no water, and so they're going to keep coming closer to civilization. So I hope that nothing bad happens. And when they run out of food, they run out of water, they've only got one spot to go to. You're going to wake up, go out there one morning, and there's a mountain lion drinking out of your swimming pool. right after it's eaten your dog. So, you know, the whole thing is that it's just a matter of time if this drought continues. We can hope that there's going to be water. And there's a 50% chance of rain today. We can hope for that.
Well, that's exactly right. We do have 50% chance of rain today. And tomorrow, it goes up to 60.
Okay.
Oh, love it. And then Wednesday night, 70%. I love when the numbers increase. We just want the damp. We want rain. So let's just keep praying hard.
Okay. Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to have Mark Story with us from Haven Humane. And talking about the latest our latest update on what's happening with our animals and our what's happening in the state. I just saw where 61 dogs were rescued over on the coast from a woman who has a who'd already been, you know, busted once for hoarding dogs. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station, community radio for the North State, KCNR.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama expected to deliver a mix of the familiar and the new in tonight's State of the Union address. He hinted last week in a speech to U.S. governors that if lawmakers won't go along with his agenda, he's prepared to act alone.
I want to work with Congress whenever and wherever I can. But the one thing I'm emphasizing to all my cabinet members is we're not going to wait.
Also at SRNnews.com, the White House dismissing a Republican plan to replace Obamacare. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Three Senate Republicans have proposed a plan that would do away with the president's controversial health care law and offer tax breaks to help the lower income obtain coverage. White House spokesman Jay Carney is not impressed.
This looks very much like just another repeal proposal, another attempt to raise taxes on the middle class.
However, GOP Senators Hatch, Coburn, and Burr issued a statement saying their goal was to reduce health care costs and increase access to affordable, high-quality care. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. consumer confidence reached its highest point since August on the strength of a brighter view of the job market and business conditions in the latest report. Here's SRN's Jeremy House.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index increased to 80.7 this month from December's reading of 77.5. Conference Board economist Lynn Franco says consumers' assessment of economic conditions continues to improve. She notes the rising expectations suggest the economy is poised to pick up momentum in the months ahead.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. It's a Dow Jones Industrial Average picking up a little bit of momentum in early trading on Wall Street, coming off several days of losses in a row, including a 41-point loss yesterday. Right now, it's a Dow up by just about 50 points. Apple stock, however, after some disappointing earnings news, continues to take a bit of a hit. It's down right now by about 51 points in early trading. And this is SRN News.
What's better than spending a Sunday meal with your children and grandchildren? Those memories last a lifetime, but so does the memory and fear of bad breath. Many foods, medications, and medical issues can make your mouth dry and wreak havoc on your breath. That's why I created TheraBreath mouthwash and toothpaste, the patented solution for bad breath and dry mouth that works instantly and lasts over 12 hours. Hi, I'm Dr. Harold Katz, America's bad breath expert. Studies prove that nothing works faster and lasts longer to stop bad breath than TheraBreath. I personally guarantee that TheraBreath products work better than any other mouthwash or toothpaste or your money back. If you want to feel confident about your breath, reach for TheraBreath in the mouthwash aisle at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, and other major retailers. Look for the bright green and orange packaging. For valuable coupons, visit TheraBreath.com/Sunday. That's TheraBreath.com/Sunday.
Some unseasonably cool weather in parts of the Deep South today. People from New Orleans to North Carolina getting ready for a blast of freezing precipitation that could leave snow and ice on the ground. Something of a rarity along North Carolina's Outer Banks, according to Pasquotank County Emergency Management Coordinator Christy Saunders, who spoke to WVEC-TV.
We're not really, equipped for 8 inches of snow in this area, but we're just, making sure that our vehicles are ready to go and everybody's prepared.
FlightAware CEO Daniel Baker, meanwhile, says it's a good idea to reschedule flights for passengers flying into cold and snowy parts of the country.
In situations like this, the airlines have fee-free changes, essentially a waiver program for their normal restricted tickets. So anyone who's flying to, from, or through these affected areas can change for free.
Should be a big change of scenery from yesterday's balmy 62 degrees in coastal Charleston, South Carolina. Delta Airlines already has canceled more than 1,800 flights. This is SRN News. Floridians get to decide whether marijuana can be used for medicinal purposes in their state.
The question of medical marijuana will appear on the November ballot after Florida's Supreme Court approved the language of the proposed constitutional amendment. The court gave its approval just 3 days after a petition drive hit the required number of signatures to place the measure on the ballot. State Attorney General Pam Bondi had argued the language is misleading.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. He says Governor Rick Scott opposes medical marijuana. His Democrat challengers both say that they are in favor of it. The British economy grew at its fastest rate in 6 years during 2013. That is the latest in a string of indicators that show the recovery may be gaining momentum. The Office for National Statistics says the British economy grew by 1.9%. Last year, that could have a positive effect on investor optimism in this country. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bot. Good morning. It is January the 28th, 2014, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Coach Bob, Daniel. Oh, Sonny, Angel.
Good morning,
gosh, everybody
everyone.
In there. Yeah. And, hey, let's just start off with the weather.
Let's talk about the weather.
Let's talk about the weather.
Let's talk about the weather. It's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have 61 today with 49 our lows tonight. We are forecasting about 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow it's going up to 60 and Wednesday on 70. So, meaning chances of rain. And we are again in the 60s, the lows in the 40s, and that's how it reads throughout the week. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, our customers are warm friends. Now let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor this morning with our Wells Fargo expert, Chris Lasondak. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets remain in positive territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 90 points at 15,928. The S&P 500 is adding 10 points at 1791, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 15 points at 4,099. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 174 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple, after reporting iPhone sales were lower estimates, is down $37.74 at $5.12.68. Intel's up 31 cents at $25.03, and Microsoft is adding 7 cents at $36.10. Of local interest, Home Depot down 33 cents at $78.61, Tri-County's Bank up 17 cents at $26.66, and Harley-Davidson up 96 cents at $65.18. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.76%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.35%. Oil's up $1.74 a barrel at $97.46. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $4.93 an ounce at $1,251.51. Silver's off 18 cents at $19.50. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. Again, you know, we have people here in our community that are just standing there, they're waiting to help because they are experts on what's happening on Wall Street. They're experts about our community. They are very important players in our community. So you can look across the desk when you talk to somebody about an investment, stocks, bonds, whatever, and they are truly experts in their field, our Wells Fargo advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive. Their office is right down there. Okay. We can just really hoping we get that rain. this week and today, and because it's going to have an impact on so many other things. But what has an impact on animals in our whole area up here, of course, is Mark Story, our CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, it's always good to have you back here, and we get a quickie on what's happening on in the animal world here. What's the latest with Haven Humane, who is constantly doing so much for the animals here? And all the things are going to happen. So let us take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people that were honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Tuesday, January the 28th.
I always like that when you hit the floor, wake up, throw the covers back and hit the floor and you tune us in, turn us on.
Yeah,
we're telling you, hey, it's Tuesday. It's 8:12. Good morning.
Yeah.
And a likely chance of showers today, so bring your umbrella.
There you go. We're looking good. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people down there, I can't say enough about it. Totally professional. Heating systems, cooling systems, they just put a tankless water heater in for us, and I can't say enough about that. Works perfectly, no problems, and I mean, it just looks great too out there. So, if you've got any type of heating or cooling needs, if you just want your unit looked at before the summer really starts, I mean, I think we're starting to begin the summer right now, Give them a call at 221-2642. Again, Alliance Heating and Air, they guarantee their work. They can get, they give warranties. They will do, all of this stuff, but you need to talk to them. 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Okay. Hey, Mark. Mark Story is our guest, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Story in the paper. I know this has nothing to do with you. So, I mean, but again, it's things that you see it and you wonder how it could happen. Like 61 dogs that were, found out in Shasta County. Now that's not your jurisdiction.
No, it's not. We would have taken the animals in.
Sure. If somebody had called.
Correct.
But they have to, I mean, somebody has to call and let you know about it first.
Yeah, the first I heard about it was from the Santa Rosa reporter. He called me last Thursday. I guess they took him last Tuesday, and we didn't know anything about it, and neither did county is what my understanding is. Apparently this woman did this 30 years ago. But I guess she's out there pretty isolated in pretty remote locations, so unless somebody actually stumbled upon it, I don't think that they would know. So apparently somebody from down there knew about it. I'm not really sure how.
And it's not something you ignore.
No, not at all.
No, of course not.
No, and county officers wouldn't ignore something like that either.
Yeah.
I mean, 61 dogs, they said, according to that, they were all, many of them are covered with lice, skin infections, worms, and dental problems. So you've got 61 dogs. And so what this is a plea for us and a cry out or however, a shout out, however you want to describe it, that if you see anything, you know, you're driving along a road and you see something that looks like it's just not right. You need to report that because that's just so cruel.
Yeah. And I want to say two things about that. Number one, yes, you're correct. I want people to call when they see something that just doesn't look right. And we'll definitely, if it's in the city limits, we will definitely go check it out. And if it's in county, then the county officers will go check it out. But I do want to stipulate too that sometimes we may see something that looks out of place, but they may be taking care of the animal. It may have something going on, and a lot of times that happens. But I would rather send an officer out there and have them check
and have
to make sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so if it's in city limits, you can call Haven Humane, and our animal regulations folks will take care of it, and that's at 241-2550. If it's in county, you can call county, and they're at 245-6065. And just report what's going on. And,
what you see.
They will definitely, they will send an officer out or we will send an officer out depending on where it's at. And we'll take a look at it. Cause had we known this, 61 dogs certainly would have put a burden on us cause we're pretty full right now. But, you know, we took in 88 animals a few months ago in a hoarding case, a cruelty case. And we made it.
88 animals. That's what I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. It was a mix of everything, horses, goats, pigs.
How are those
cats, dogs?
Have you had any luck in placing some of those?
Oh yeah, majority of them are gone.
Okay,
I think we have two horses left, and I think that's it. So I mean, this was
two horses left.
Yeah, we have two horses left. One of them's a stud, but when they came in, they weren't super social. So my staff's been working with them, and they're doing good. So their bridle broke and everything else. So. Yeah, good-looking horses, so we'll find a home for them.
You know, curious with you, Mark, we've been having you on once a month, and we've really been enjoying to hear, you know, it's Haven Humane. What would you say at this stage in your career path and what you now, you know, this is a huge responsibility that you are carrying. What would you say has been the pros and the cons in the last 4 months, through Christmas holidays into now going into February, the goods and the bads, the highs and lows, if you will?
Yeah. No, that's a tough question. But I think the highs have been there's been quite a few animals that I kind of personally became attached to that we found forever homes for, and that's certainly a high. We have two new animal control officers that are signed off. In fact, I think they're on their own today for the first time, and that's a high because we're fully staffed now in animal control, which we haven't been in a while. A lot of movement.
Well, that's good news.
And I couldn't be happier with the two officers that we found. They're both doing fantastic, so that's a high. I think a lows would be there have been some negative comments on Craigslist, and that's fine. You know, I don't really mind the negative comments. But the problem is that people just, they say stuff without thinking first. You know, they think that if we just declare ourselves a no-kill shelter, we'll be a no-kill shelter. And that's just not true. I mean, I would be willing to bet that there's few, if any, open admission shelters that are no-kill shelters. And I think that if people actually went in and looked at what no-kill shelters, who call themselves no-kill shelters, consider no-kill, that they would realize that they're not actually no-kill.
Because they do euthanize.
They do euthanize. Sure. They're also, majority of them are limited admission shelters, meaning they take what they want, when they want, when they can, and we're not. We're an open admission shelter. You know, I would love to say we're no-kill shelter and have somewhere to take the overflow, but we don't. We have to take the overflow, and so we have to do that. And, you know, it doesn't really affect me, but it affects my staff because they work every single day and they work very hard and they get attached to the animals, and sometimes we can't save them all. And, it's very difficult when
that's a hard fact that people have to look at. That's called animal control.
It is. And
in the city of Reading.
It is. And the problem is, you know, people say that we're part of the problem, but we are the solution and we're working on this. And, you know, we're trying to fix a problem that humanity created. You know, we didn't create it, and my staff works very, very hard.
Your staff didn't create it. You didn't create it. And the bottom line on this thing is, if you want a truly no-kill shelter, sell your home, take all the proceeds, and bring it down to Haven Humane, or find a benefactor who will give you all $1 million, and so you can build more shelter spaces and more people, and keep, you know, so you can take 100 or 1,000 more, and then until that fills up, and then get somebody else to do it, because until you get the continuous overbreeding, feral animals, and people that just get them on a whim, there's nothing you can do about it. We give away as many as we can. You protect as many as you can. But there's a certain spot when there's just nothing else you can do.
Yeah, and it's never easy.
No.
And I think that people assume that, that it's something that's just a daily thing for us. And it's not. And it's not something that's easy. So we work very hard to save every single animal that we can. And my staff works very hard for it. So when I see negative stuff like that, it's just – it's frustrating not so much for me, but because I know how hard the staff's working.
Well, you know how you handle that? Don't read it.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these messages. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is with us. We're talking about the fact that people want a no-kill shelter, and that'd be great if there was room in the end, if there was the money to take care of it and all that. Sure, if you had unlimited funds, you can have a no-kill shelter. You can put it out on 800 acres, and you can do that. But unfortunately, things aren't like that in the real world. We'll be right back.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
The That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leita from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Thank you, Roger. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 826 in the morning, and 52 degrees out there, 50% chance of rain or 60% chance of rain. Our guest today is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we were just talking about the amount of animals out there, and you know, and now one of the ways you all place animals is, besides people just coming in, you also have another outlet here.
Yeah, we work with a lot of rescue agencies.
And what exactly is a rescue
agency? Sure. Yeah. So you know, basically we have three ways that animals leave the shelter. Pretty much. One would be a return to owner. So, you know, you lose your dog, you come in, or your cat, you come in and you get it. Another one is adoption. So you come in and you find your new forever pet and you adopt it, which is great. We love that. And then the third way would be a rescue. So a rescue agency is another shelter. Usually they're a limited admission shelter like we talked about before. So they can, take the animals that they want. Some of them will take a little bit, some of them will take pretty much anything, which is great. But, you know, a lot of times they know what will work at their shelter and what they know they can get adopted, so they get a lot.
Sure.
And so they take them to rescue. In 2000, I gotta get my years right here, in 2012, we sent about 130 animals to rescue. And, one of the things that we focused on in 2013 was, establishing relationships with a lot of rescues. And so we sent 797 animals to rescue in 2013. So, I don't know what that is. What's that, a 700% increase, 600% increase, something like that?
Wow.
So, yeah, so we sent a lot of animals to rescue in 2013, and we're really happy with that. And our rescue coordinator, which is Spencer, who you guys know very well.
He's wonderful.
We really like Spencer.
Spencer set himself a pretty lofty goal this year, which is great. He wants to get well over 1,000 into rescue in 2014, and right now they've been pretty much on pace for that. So we do everything we can to try and get animals out. It's kind of weird. This year is a little bit different for me. Usually in January, because of the rains, I think, we usually see a little bit of a lull in dogs coming in. And I'm guessing it's because of the weather. It's kind of the only thing that I can figure out, but we haven't seen any lull at all. We're very, very full on dogs. Cats, you know, we've seen that little bit of a lull, got a little bit of break on the cats because there is a kind of a cat season. I'm doing air quotes for those who can't see me. But there is kind of a cat season, and we start getting kittens and cats coming in droves, usually in the end of February, beginning of March, just depending. So, you know, we've had a little bit of a lull in cats. We still have them coming in, but just not in droves like normal. But, dogs, we really haven't seen a slowdown of dogs.
Well, you know, so. It's funny that, you know, Spencer brings in the dogs, and a lot of these are just show up. they're strays, but they're well fed. They obviously haven't been beat or anything because they're friendly. It's just what happens? They just get away or somebody's just, what happens?
I don't know. I mean, as a dog person, a dog owner, and I love my dogs. They're part of my family. I can't imagine my dog being gone and me not doing everything I can to find my dog. And, you know, it still doesn't cease to amaze me at some of the purebred, wonderful dogs that come in that are just in great health and nobody comes looking for
them. German Shepherds, we've had them in here and, Weimaraners. I mean, that's an expensive dog.
Yeah.
And it was obviously well fed. And I mean, so it was
beautiful coats.
Yeah. I mean, how can you miss one? I mean, this town's not that big.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I don't know if it's just because, it's gone, there's our excuse to get rid of it. I mean, I don't know, I just don't know why they end up and nobody comes looking for them.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. So you've been able to place a lot, 600% increase, on being able to place, dogs in areas where they are being rescued and all this because they're specific species.
And cats. That's both.
So there's specifics and they can go out and they can concentrate on, less animals than you all do. And they can just kind of focus it on one area.
Yeah.
In many cases. So that's a huge asset. And so I'm glad your partnership with that has gone up so much.
Yeah. And there's a lot of them. I mean, some of them specialize in small dogs. Some of them specialize in breeds. Some of them.
Yeah. We know people that do all of that.
Yeah.
That we've run into special breeds, smaller dogs, all of them up at Benton Dog Park. This one lady comes in with four or five dogs at a time and she's finding homes for them all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're great. And, the rescues are phenomenal. And so, we definitely appreciate everything that they do.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We want to talk about the Tuesday Club and Dental Awareness Month. How you can also, what's happening at Turtle Bay. That's a big thing going on at Turtle Bay. And we're all into this. Also the Junior Haven Yard Sale coming up soon.
Absolutely.
Like Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah.
That's right.
Lots of stuff in our classroom ready to go too.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla and Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Which was like 15 minutes ago. Oh, remember that. I wish I could remember that, but I lost my mind. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is Tuesday when we lost our mind. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know what? These are great guys down there. I just love getting my hair cut there.
You get your Everybody, hair cut
it is today. I was going to go yesterday and just got completely, you know, wrapped around the axle 12 or 15 times. But today, heading down there to DC Tim and the Man in Black. The discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, great prices, great haircuts. I can't, you know what? You can't beat it. You just can't beat it. Right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
All right. Our guest this morning is Mark Story, who's the CEO of Haven Humane. We've got some wonderful information here. Okay, we have the Second Tuesday Club.
Yep.
Which is going to be held at the Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Tuesday, which is February 11th. February coming up, which we can't believe is just Saturday, is the Dental Awareness Month. 10% off dental cleaning for pets of qualified clients.
Correct.
And let's talk about the yard sale. This Junior Haven yard sale.
Yeah, so Junior Haven Humane are a bunch of kids that come in and help out. They decorate. They learn about animals. A lot of them do the Camp Love a Pet. That's usually a lot of them come from that. And so what they do the fair. They do a display at the fair every year, and they do really well at the display. The display last year was patriotic animals, so animals that were in the military. Which was really, really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was amazing what the kids came up with. It was really, really neat.
Oh, that's super. I just love that.
Oh, it was really, really neat. And, so they need to get money to help pay for the projects that they do. So they're doing a yard sale. We have a bunch of stuff in our classroom that's ready to go to be sold.
How fun.
And
I love
yard sales.
So that
will be at Haven Humane.
What time?
That's
check
a
on that.
Good question.
We'll get the time.
Get the break.
You can text in and find out. Also, the dog licensing clinic, which is February 4th from 2 to 3:30 at Haven. $6 for rabies. This is a good deal, folks. $6 rabies vaccines with license purchase and $18 microchips. Now, we've talked about this with Snooky Bot before, is that we had her license, and from what I understand, talking to the folks, and you're the expert, do we need to renew her license every year?
Her chip.
No, her license.
Well, yeah.
The chip and license are two totally.
I know.
Okay.
I was just kind of wandering
through
here. I'm just wandering through while you two were talking. I'm over here. Who knows what I'm doing? Remember, I lost my mind.
Hey, he's Carl.
And I'm a believer.
Carl's still singing over the corner. Hey, yeah, the license goes with rabies. So it's the first time a puppy gets a rabies shot, it's 1 year. So your license is 1 year with that. And then once your dog gets a second rabies shot, it's 3 years. So your license can go 3 years. So you can have a 1 or 3 year license.
Okay.
But, yes, you need to update it. So you need to check on that.
So
it's either once every year or once every 3 years. And the Junior Haven Yard Sale is from 9 to 4, and that is at Haven Humane at 7449 East Side Road.
From 9 to 4. Okay,
yes,
good.
Saturday the 1st.
I'm going to get there at 9 o'clock. I just take Snooky up to the doggy park, and then I'll head on over there with the truck.
See if we can get some hand-me-downs.
Hey, you know what you've got going on?
Wait a minute.
Well, the Turtle Bay.
Wait. You're going to take the truck over there?
I'm taking the truck.
He's not singing anymore.
Let's talk about the Turtle Bay. There is
Art
of Man's Best Friend will be on display from January 31st, which you know is this week, to April 27th.
It starts Friday.
Haven was one of the sponsors of this exhibit thanks to a generous longtime supporter.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
So we have a wonderful supporters, Don and Mary Belkin, who have been supporting us for years, and so
we asked them if they would like to sponsor this event on our behalf, and they said absolutely. So they did that. So one of the sponsors. So what's happening at this, and I've already talked to, the folks at Turtle Bay, and they're really excited about the event. So the curator just did an amazing job with this. And so it opens on Friday. We are going to be there three times, with the adoption rig. We're going to be there February 15th, March 22nd, and April 12th. On the February and the March ones, we're going to be sitting kind of in that little loop right there by where the restaurant is, right before you go across the bridge. And then on April 12th, they're going to do a big kind of Petapalooza type thing. They're not sure what they're going to call it yet, so I'll have more next month. They're going to have a bunch of booths and stuff on that one, so that one's going to be a big one. So we're going to have our adoption rig out there with a bunch of dogs and cats for adoption and be there. And we're also talking about having our behavior specialists go out there and teach some classes out there. So we're working on the partnership with Turtle Bay. They do a lot of great things with animals. We do a lot of great things with animals, so it's kind of a natural partnership. So we're pretty excited about it.
I think it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
It always is. It's always great. Well, I'm looking forward to this. And because you can go down and take the kids to it. And, you know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, who doesn't? Well, there's some people. But who wouldn't enjoy an exhibit on pets?
Yeah, and, we're really excited.
And especially the man's best friend, which is, of course, dogs and not – other things.
All right,
snakes. You can never call a snake man's best friend.
And this exhibit too is just for Turtle Bay. So this isn't one of those traveling ones. This one was made specifically for Turtle Bay.
That'll be wonderful.
And so this is a pretty big deal.
Well, you know, we're big supporters of Turtle Bay as well. And you know, I think when you live in a community like we have here in Reading, you need to get behind, you know, the things like Haven Humane. And there's so many fundraisers, but they're for a good cause. You know, like when we do the Dancing with the Stars for One Safe Place and the Turtle Bay auction that's, you know, the auction that's going to be coming up. Those are funds that help the Turtle Bay.
Haven Humane. Embarking Wine.
It all kind of comes together, you know. And
things are tough out there. So what we try to do is you try and get people to these because they see the same people at many of these. So what you have to do is you have to have that little something extra, and hopefully this year, when there's going to be a somewhat of a turnaround, we hope, in the economy, no help from our government, but I think people have had enough and they're just going to keep moving forward. Saying, you know what, I can't wait any longer, we're just going to do it.
Yeah, and we can talk about our dogathon a little bit too.
I want to talk about that as soon as we come back. Carl Lindebott, our guest, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we'll be right back after these messages.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It is
8:43 in the morning.
Now, Carl, when he dances, he does that little thing with the fists that roll in a circle, like, you know.
Rolling.
Yeah, you see the rolling, and then it's kind of almost like, I don't know what that is.
It's an average white boy. I dance like an average white boy, AWB. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms and our friends down there at 2539 Larkspur here in Reading. You're looking for ammo? He's got ammo. You're looking for that hard-to-get ammo? He's got the hard-to-get ammo, and he is not charging an arm and a leg. No. He's not. 22 caliber, 17, you know, that squirrel season's coming up soon. Let's see what else, 38, you know, 380, you name it, he's got it. Not only that, but he's got a great selection of guns down there. Long guns, pistols, revolvers, he's got it all, and having some great sales. Bastiani Arms, locally. He's a local guy, and I tell you what, in gunsmiths, you can buy something from the big companies. But who's going to take care of that? Who's the guy that's going to come back and take care of that weapon? Well, Bastiani Arms. Again, 2539 Larkspur, or give him a call, 222-8222.
All right. Our guest this morning is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Let's also be mindful, too, of this number. And I think everybody needs to put this particular phone number in their cell phone. It is the number that you call when you see a pet. And even though we're still in warm weather, so the degrees can rise when pets are enclosed in a car. I know we think, oh, it's January, don't worry about it, you know. So what's that number, Mark, that we call for assistance?
241-2550. We had a dog in the car yesterday at Movies 14. It was, 70-something degrees yesterday, but it was 99 degrees in the car. So,
whoa.
Even though the temperatures are still in the 70s, it can get upwards of close to 100 degrees or 100 over. Yeah.
So what do you do then when you get in there? So because you check and see how hot it is in the car. So what happens at 99? You get the dog out or what do you do?
At 99, I think probably what they did was they observed and waited for a few minutes. As long as the dog's not showing any distress, they're going to look for an owner first and try and find the owner. And I believe in this case, the owner came out.
Okay.
So they're going to look for an owner first and try and find the owner before they do anything. Now, if the dog's in distress and the temperature's rising in the car and we feel like, you know, that it's a life or death type thing, then, yeah, we're going to break a window if we have to.
You just have yourself find out how much your deductible is for windows at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, one of the other things we were talking about, we got talked about dog licensing, Turtle Bay, you know, sponsorship. Those were getting ready to sponsorship. We're getting ready to sponsor a kennel. How do we do that?
So we have kennel sponsorships. You can call 241-1653 to do the sponsorships. We have kennel sponsorships for the dogs, which is $250. And then we have kennel sponsorships for the cat kennels, which is $150.
So you get a little plaque.
Yep.
So if you are a business or you want to leave that, like, for instance, what I like to do at Christmas time, you know, because I have six nieces and nephews, and they're all over 20. They're 21. They're out on their own, but we get together. And so what I like to try to do is either do something that's to a fundraiser and then tell them that this is in your name. So it would be in the family name, knowing that the money
is under the Snook family with all their names on it.
Yeah.
That you just sponsored a account.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And a lot of people are doing that and they're going pretty quick. And so we're going to look at other stuff after we fill all those, for other spots to sponsor. But our Morgan Adoption Center has quite a few spots left, both in the dog kennels and the cat condos. So
you get a plaque. You get it. It's 3.5 by 9 inches for the dog kennel and 5 by 5 for the kitty condo. And you can put all types of, what you want on there then, right?
Yeah. My wife and I got one and we basically put it in honor of, and we put some of the animals that we've had that have made a lasting impression on us. So, and it's hanging up in there.
Yeah. And so it's just simple. You know, you can, just check out, you know, Haven Humane, look at the website, and I'm sure that's on there. And,
it is.
But it's another, you know what, we go into this, you want to keep the animals alive. You want to keep the animals healthy and all this. It all takes money. And anything that people can do to help. And I don't know, do you still accept food? You know, the big bags of food and people bring them down?
Yeah, we have a feeding program. The feeding program actually goes towards, folks in the community that have a hard time doing that. And what we do is we charge a small fee for two big bags of food, and that money that we charge goes right back into the feeding program because people were taking advantage of it, and they would come in and get a car full of food and just keep coming in a matter of an hour. So we start charging a small fee for it, and like I said, that all goes back into the feeding program, so that money stays with it so we can continue to provide food for them.
For people who are having tough times.
Yeah,
they want to keep their dog, but, you know, the expenses come up.
And a lot of people take advantage of it. So
yeah, we're take glad advantage we have that of it program. In a good way.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, in a good way.
Okay. What else is going on with you?
So, well, we got a volunteer orientation. So if you ever want to do, come in and help out, and there's all kinds of things you can do. You can walk dogs, you can socialize cats, you can help file, you can work in the clinic. I mean, there's all kinds of things to do as a volunteer. We have an orientation this Saturday at 10 a.m. We also have our next one Friday, January 4th, or January 24th. That was last week. Yeah. So it's actually going to be in February. So these dates are off on my little sheet. February 21st. That's the next one. At 5:15. That's going to be on a Friday. Let's see. What else?
You've got one Saturday.
We have one this Saturday at 10 a.m. Yeah. Okay. February 1st. It'll be the same time as the, you can come in, you can do a volunteer orientation, then you can go to the Haven, Junior Haven Yard Sale.
You can get it all at one time and then drop off your donation and buy a plaque.
Buy a plaque.
The whole thing.
And go to the Morgan Adoption Center and get a new family member. I mean, you can do it all. It's one stop shopping.
You could. Linda's ears are perking up.
We're really excited. We've been working pretty hard on, our dog-a-thon. We've kind of changed the format, this year. Instead of doing it all day, it was really hot last year. And, you know, with the way things go, I'm sure it'll probably be raining June 7th. But our dog-a-thon is going to be a festival now. It's going to be from 3 to 7. We're going to have other nonprofits there doing carnival events, so it'll be a fundraiser for them as well. They're just now getting the notifications of this, so I'm not sure who all is going to sign up for it yet, but we're hoping we get a lot of people out there. We are going to have splash dogs out there again with the jump. We're going to have a bunch of stuff for kids. We're going to have a bunch of vendors and booths and stuff. And that'll go from 3 to 7. We're going to have our Westminster Dog Show, which is always a lot of fun. And then at 6 o'clock, we have Yappy Hour until 7. And then from
Yappy.
from 7 to 10, we're going to have a new event, which we're going to call our Boots, Scoot, and Doggies. And we're going to have Chad Bushnell. I think you guys have heard Chad Bushnell sing. Chad Bushnell's going to bring his band out, and they're going to do a concert for us. And we're going to have barbecue. So we're going to have a barbecue dinner.
Boots, Scoot, and
Doggies.
Doggies. And yep. then and
What's
Yappy
the date
hour.
On that again?
June 7th.
Okay.
A lot of things, coming in all these to help keep Haven Humane, being able to help animals, being able to help the people, you know, who have animals that are in need, help people find new family members, as you say. And, all these things are happening. And it's a series of things to help keep, Haven Humane, here and doing the things that you want to do. And not having to cut back and just having, I mean, everybody's had to cut back, but I mean, just keep the ball rolling.
Yeah. And it's going to be a busy year. I mean, you know, we talk about the rain. I don't think there's a single day that goes by that we don't talk about, you know, the lack of rain 5 or 6 times. Wow. So, you know, when we talk about lack of rain and dried out, then we talk about fires, which is the next, you know, topic always on somebody's mind. And, we're already working with the county to get ready for possible disasters this year. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about that because we're still playing a spot for y'all about how many animals you rescued in the Clover Fire, and now we're getting ready to go back up again. But I want to talk about what people should do to get ready for fire season if they think that there's any chance they may evacuate, especially people with large animals. We'll be right back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is our guest.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews and register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. What can we say? You know, a direct line to diamonds to Israel. How about that? How about super estate jewelry collections?
Okay, well, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm telling you now, women love to receive jewelry. And if you're on a budget, go see Leonard. They have some wonderful estate pieces. They have just about everything that you can imagine within your budget. And he's going to steer you right. He also, just has some wonderful pieces in there. So, Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. Also, something that we wanted to remind you on Valentine's weekend, February 15th up at Anselmo Vineyards. We're just, releasing this now. We did talk about it on Thursday night. It will be Rick Hill, Pat Karch, myself, Bruce Kalin. We will be doing music up at Anselmo, so make your reservations to the music room, because you know
on
you can
15th.
Only sit around really just close to about 70 people, and we sell out. That room gets crowded, so give a call at 474-5546. On Saturday night, the 15th, there will be a five-course set meal from Jeff John's Stadelli. It's going to be spectacular, and that also includes dessert and champagne. 474-5546. Hope you come up. Carl and I'll be there. We're going to make some great music.
You bet. Okay. Tomorrow, we're looking to try and get a, I think we're going to have Patrick Jones in here tomorrow, among the other people.
Oh, I'm sure people are going to rave and rant about his comments at that gun forum.
Is it true that, the Brady, people for gun control, Brady campaign for gun control are enemies of the state?
Is that a little bit of overkill or what? Let's find
out.
Well,
it depends on who, on what you categorize as an enemy and, what they're trying to accomplish.
Wait, letters to the editor today. Yeah, I think I was there and I agree with the heckles from the crowd.
Know, Patrick doesn't know it yet, but we're going to try and get him on tomorrow and get him and say, you know, because we were there.
I was embarrassed.
But not from because people
don't
were heckling.
Don't speak for me.
Because people were heckling.
I was embarrassed.
Because people were
because
heckling.
Because I don't feel that people should do that kind of thing. And I think if you've got a forum, you should be classy enough to sit there and just let people talk about the forum. You can agree to disagree. You don't have to.
No, I understand.
You're wrong.
No, I agree with that. But that's what you were talking about. I just want to make sure that people understand what you were talking about.
And I've been on stage long enough to know what it feels like to be, I have been heckled. And
you've been heckled?
It's rude.
You've been heckled.
Sing another song. Can't you sing? You know, and that's just, it's just gross.
But they were saying it in what? Chinese? Anyway. Mark Story. Mark's just sitting there going, huh? Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We've gotten in the fire season. Let's talk about that real quick. Fire season. Last year, and I mean, you all helped hundreds and hundreds of animals last year, and you're expecting a big year this year. Unfortunately, a big year.
That was a good transition.
Fire into another one.
Yeah, that, the Clover Fire was, you know, is pretty devastating, so. Some of the things I took away, this was the first evacuation I've been involved in. So some of the things I took away from it was, you know, people preach defensible space. And I can tell you that it is clear who had defensible space in the Clover Fire and who did not. So
If you're in a fire area, I would highly recommend you have defensible space. When it comes to the animals, I would also highly recommend that you have a plan to get the animals out. That means that if your horse has never been loaded up in a trailer, please load your horse in a trailer prior to an evacuation situation, because they're very scared and getting them in a trailer is very, very difficult. If you don't have a trailer, there were plenty of Good Samaritans that were there trying to help out with the trailer. I would try and get a trailer or have somebody on call to get a trailer if you live in a fire area. But if not, at least bring a trailer up and load them in a couple times so they know how to load into a trailer. That would save a lot of time when you're talking about the big animals. As far as dogs and cats, just have a plan to get them out. You know, if you can't get them out, then make sure you notify folks that, you know, hey, I have animals in the house or I have animals outside. And, you know, we will do the best that we can in cooperation with Shasta County.
You all were out driving around. I mean, people are gone. You all were out driving around trying to find. I know that you were rounding up horses that were running down the road. Don't turn your horses loose. Is that right?
Wow. You know, I'm not sure about the turning them loose or not thing. I will get more information for the next one.
And because they were, I think y'all were rescuing them and they were running up and down.
We were.
I mean, paved road where people
were. Captain Smith and I, she got them and I just helped out, and I'm not going to take any credit for that. She did that. But, just, you know, really plan ahead for this, because we were limited on where we could and where we couldn't go. That was the biggest thing.
Okay. As we get closer, we'll talk, next month and more and more about what to do during fires and how you do it. But Mark Story has been our guest today.
Don't let your horses out.
Okay. How do we get a hold of you again?
You can call Animal Control at 241-2550. You can call our shelter for adoptions to donate, to volunteer at 241-1653.
Great. Okay. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, has been our guest today. Tomorrow we're going to, you know, stir it up a little bit. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back
down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama heads to Capitol Hill tonight, where he'll deliver his State of the Union speech. Among other things, he'll announce that he's hiking the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour for some federal contract employees. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough tells CBS this morning that, by and large, they're blue-collar workers.
We think $10.10 an hour is the way to go. Nobody who works full-time and works hard at their job should live in poverty. We think $10.10 an hour allow them to do that.
But House Speaker John Boehner suggests it's nothing more than a feel-good measure, one with very little practical impact.
It only affects future contracts with the federal government. And so I think the question is, how many people, Mr. President, will this executive action actually help? I suspect the answer is somewhere close to zero.
And Boehner warns against any other unilateral actions that could run afoul of the